Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. The Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee advanced SB 1162, Alvarado Gill, Republican of Jackson, targeted measure to align California's wildfire mitigation investments with communities facing the most severe homeowner insurance crisis. The bill moves forward with strong bipartisan momentum, with Senator Alvarado Gill affirming her leadership on Fair Plan reform. SB 1162 is simple, practical, and long overdue. It directs CAL FIRE and the Wildfire and Forest Resilience Task Force to prioritize fuel reduction and vegetation management in wildland-urban interfaces, otherwise known as WI zones, that have been seeing the largest spikes in Fair Plan policies, said Senator Marie Alvarado Gill. By focusing limited state resources where wildfire risk and insurance instability are hitting hardest, we can reduce future losses, encourage private insurers to return, and give families peace of mind. On April 6, 2026, the Bureau of Land Management sparked intense local and environmental backlash by greenlighting a controversial gold exploration project at Conglomerate Mesa. Led by the Canadian firm K2 Gold and its subsidiary, Mojave Precious Metals, the approved plan allows for 76 drill holes across 22 sites, while the BLM opted for a helicopter-only access model to avoid the destruction of new road construction. The decision was met with a wall of opposition from the Conglomerate Mesa Coalition. This group, which includes tribal nations and organizations like the Sierra Club and the California Native Plants Society, argues that even limited exploration threatens a fragile desert ecosystem that serves as a critical climate refuge for Joshua trees and the endangered Inyo rock daisy. The project is situated on the traditional homelands of the Paiute, Shoshone, and Tembisha Shoshone, who have raised significant concerns regarding the preservation of over 30 identified archaeological and cultural sites. Beyond cultural heritage, critics warn that this exploration is merely a precursor to a massive industrial-scale cyanide heap leach mine, which could consume hundreds of millions of gallons of precious local water and permanently scar the landscape near Death Valley National Park. As the Trump administration moves forward with the permit, local residents and conservationists are vowing to continue their fight, citing the potential for a short-term profit to cause the permanent extinction of rare species and the loss of public land valued for its hunting, birdwatching, and dark sky experiences. The four pages of this press release can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Mono County has officially announced that the 2026 trout fishing season, affectionately known as Fishmas, will begin on April 25th. To ensure a successful season, the county has increased its stocking budget by $110,000, which will be used to fill 18 local bodies of water with both planters and trophy trout. Thanks to significant winter snowpack and warming condition, most lakes and streams are expected to be ice-free by opening day, with major mountain passes like Monitor already open to facilitate travel for eager anglers. However, the 2026 season does bring a major regulatory change, as we've talked about. Mandatory watercraft inspections for all trailered vessels in Inyo and Mono counties. These new ordinances are a direct response to the threat of the golden mussel, an invasive species recently detected in California that can devastate local ecosystems and clog water infrastructure. While inspections and decontamination stickers are free for the first year at stations in Bridgeport, Bishop, and Crowley Lake, enforcement is strict. A third violation can lead to a misdemeanor charge and a boat impoundment. You can join CDFW at the Eastern Sierra Trout Opener Town Hall April 11th at 5:30 p.m. in the Tallman Pavilion Tri-County Fairgrounds to discuss invasive species, the golden mussel prevention efforts, 2025 CDFW fisheries data, and CDFW fishery management for 2026. The three pages of this press release from Mono County can be found on our website for more information. FireSafe Council Green Waste Collection Day will be taking place in Independence this weekend. Join them for their 6th annual Green Waste Collection Day and take an important step towards protecting your home and community. It will be April 11th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon, hosted by local Fire Safe Council serving the Owens Valley and Independence area. Create a defensible space around your home and help reduce wildfire risk. Residents can bring tree branches, brush, leaves. Let's work together to keep our community safe and prepared this fire season. Let's move on to sports. The Bishop Bronco JV softball team won their league game against Rosamond on April 8th, 28-5. Feather Montoya pitched 4 innings, gave up 5 runs, 5 hits, and struck out 5. In offense, she had 2 doubles, 2 singles, and scored 3 runs. Bishop varsity softball dominated at home. Bishop put up an offensive clinic Tuesday on April 7th, rolling past Rosamond with a 25-4 victory in 5 innings. In the circle, Sadie Myers went the distance, tossing all 5 innings with 4 runs allowed on just 2 hits, adding 4 strikeouts. Rosamond's only runs came in the 3rd inning. Moving on over to Bishop baseball, they came out swinging. The Broncos wasted no time lighting up the scoreboard, putting up 7 runs in the 1st inning. Senior Richie Talavera set the tone with a leadoff triple, and Mike Trejo delivered the big blow with a bases-clearing 3-RBI triple. Bishop cruised to a 7-2 win over the Roadrunners. For more on these games and stats, they are on our website at sierrawave.net. I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. Thanks for listening. Remember, since 1996, 30 years now, I've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, go look at our latest interview where we showcase our new Deputy Chief Marcelin. Congratulations, Adam Marcelin, we are proud of you over here at Sierra Wave. Please take the time to go watch that interview.